This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next time you're in a CVS pharmacy, the biggest pharmacy chain in the country for what it's worth, and you're buying, say, a pack of gum, when the clerk asks you if you want your receipt, think twice, because I promise you the thing is going to be as long as your arm. Your item, and then a solid like 2 feet of coupons and promotions and surveys and all the rest of those kinds of things. Katie Manderfield wrote about it for Fast Company. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What is the deal, man, with CVS receipts? It's bananas.
Well, apparently they are way too long.
Well, so the truth is I was at a CVS last night after we decided we were going to talk to you. And for the first time, I actually noticed how long these things are. It was, I kid you not, 27 inches long. And I bought two things.
No, it is ridiculous. And you have this moment when you're standing at the counter where you're sort of like, is it really this long?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the moment that a lot of consumers have been documenting and capturing and uploading onto Twitter and Facebook.
There are those, though, on both the Twitter feed and in the comments to your piece in Fast Company who say, you know what? If you pay attention to those receipts, man, there's bargains and surveys and you can win things and get discounts and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, I had a receipt once where you could get just $10 back if you bring it back. I think part of it is that people aren't necessarily using the receipts because they are so long. It's sort of an inconvenience, I would say, to put in your purse or carry with you in your pocket.
Why'd you do this piece?
My colleague, Matt Morandi, actually just noticed that this meme was happening and that people were sort of hilariously documenting these really, really long receipts. And then, of course, once we found the requisite parody account, which is CVS underscore receipts, we knew, you know, it was just bound to become something big. So we sort of wanted to use it as, you know, a case study to see what was happening with this trend and to see, you know, how CVS really could leverage the laughs.
Well, explain that a little bit. I mean, are they getting, yes, they're getting a mention here, but only in the most not flattering way.
Right. And I think that's sort of the thing that's happening nowadays, especially with these sort of memes that happen organically, is that it's not necessarily something CVS would choose of their own volition. But because this is happening, I mean, the good news at the end of the day is that people are talking about CVS. And so how can they sort of leverage this organic, you know, virality to their advantage?
The fake Twitter account on this thing is kind of funny, and people post sort of amusing sort of CVS things. What's your favorite CVS receipt joke?
I really like the one that says, I expected to see it start out with, quote, call me Ishmael.
That's very, very highbrow, very highbrow.
One, too, that said, the favorite part of my CVS receipt is the sports section.
I mean, we're killing a lot of trees with these things.
Yeah, and the pictures are great. I mean, just to see, literally, it's, you know, they'll hold their receipt up to, like, a seven-year-old or next to their huge German Shepherd dog, and it is a little ridiculous.
And thus a meme was born. Katie Manderfield, she's a senior editor at Group SJR. Her piece on CVS receipts was in Fast Company. Katie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.